Okay. Simon Chafches Siv Beis. Tefillin Shalosh. Cholaitz Techilas. You take off your tefillin Shalosh first. Vishum Dechsiv Vahai Latotafos Beininecha. Kolzman Shebeininecha Yushtaim. So you should have two. Tzorech Lechalot Tefillin Shalosh Me'umad. Should be standing up when removing your tefillin Shalosh. V'yaniach Batik Shalosh V'olav Shalyad. So you put them in the bag first, and then on top of the bag that holds the drawers, then you put your tefillin shel yad. Kedei kishiyavo lahanicham yifka b'shel yad techila. So then you would have them when you come to take it out in the morning. The next day, you'll have your tefillin shel yad on top. So yeah, I don't even see like these Israelis. They have like the circular container where they put them on the bottom. Perhaps they might even be more preferable. I think they used to be the minhag that they have instead of like side by side in your bag to have the tefillin shel yad underneath and then the one on top. So that way, you, by definition, you'll automatically.
Well, even when you have the bag, you don't put it side by side. Right? You put front.
Right. Well, you'll see if you put one a little bit higher up. That's what we're about to get to. Yeah, that's the Mishnah is going to put that out now, and it will start with the hay, sifkan hay. You take them off. So, right, you unwrap around your hand, right, then you take it off. Ma'umad, once you're standing, you should stand when taking off the tefillin. Minhagenu, according to our minhag, Shemanichin al yad, Gamkin Ma'umad, when we're standing, we put on the tefillin, should be yad, right, against the Sfardim who sit for that, right? So, Sorech Gamkin Lechalta Ma'umad, should be standing when taking it off as well. So the way you put it on is the way you should take it off. So when removing the tefillin, take it off with their left hand, meaning assuming they're putting the tefillin right hand, to show that, he says, he speaks it out. It's hard for me to part with my tefillin. You know, I'm not rushing to get them off. I'm using my strong hand to take them off. I'm using the weaker hand. Similarly, like, you know, when finishing davening Yishmona Esrei, you take your steps back with your left foot, because it's difficult to kasha alay peraschem, right? It's hard for me to separate from Hashem. It's hard for me to separate from my tefillin. Imu iter yad, you let your lefty shekom alachta b'smolo chotam imino kidei shlolasois hachlitz b'mihirus. So then again, if you're right, you just take them off your. If you're left, you'll take off your right hand just to show again. I'm not trying to rush to get this off.
How strict or how emphasized is this?
I think that is the minhag. Most people do take off the tefillin with the left, with a weaker hand. Yeah.
Well, that's because it's on your strong hand. You can't take it off.
No.
The rosh. No, it's on your
rosh. Oh, the rosh.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no, you're right. You can't.
It's not.
You just pick it off with your left hand. That's all. Then you start wrapping it. No? You'll see. You'll check yourself this morning. See which.
I never learned that.
Really? Good. Okay. That's what we're here for. Excellent. Okay. What was that? That was Vav, right?
That's muscle memory.
Muscle memory. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now we're talking about placing the tefillin in the bag, and then I'll tell you a chiddush that Rabbi Drucker shared with me.
Yeah, well, I take it off with both hands because I was told not to let the knot hang. So I take one hand on the one hand on the knot.
One hand on the knot.
Yeah,
okay.
So neither the knot nor the...
Now I have to figure out which hand is which.
Neither the tefillin nor the knot will be dangling. That's
Either one of them. Okay. Fine. I hear.
Okay.
Zion, olive shel yad. Okay, this is putting the yad a little bit... putting the yad on top, right? Kosabach b'sein chataz le'el b'simin chafes if cut in yud. Dehainu shiyaset tik aruch v'tzar shiyamunachim ze agaviz. They put one on top of the other. Mogen avr kosav deyoter to litein hatefillin shel siton ze b'tzad ze. Put them side by side, not one on top. V'chein nohagin, right? Now you look like our bags. They usually do it side by side. Moshkos mechaber olav shel yad. You put on top. Pirush shiyitnu kitzas l'tzad mala. You put a little bit higher up in the bag itself. K'nei lifgo behen techila. That way you're going to, when you open up the bag, you're going to reach them first. Right? So Rabbi Drucker shared with me when opening up the zipper, not to open up the zipper the entire way, because that way then you have an in of Mavir Nahal Mitzvahs. If I have my tefillin should be, let's say I'm just facing my way, I'll do it this way so it won't get too confusing. If I have my tefillin should be out here, my tefillin should be out here, right? It's higher up. If I now open up my zipper bag, right? Full. So I stopped here, so now I just have my tefillin shebiyot. I pulled out. But if I go all the way across like this, so I just went over my tefillin shebiyot. I have to now cross back over my rosh to get to my tefillin shebiyot. So he said an eitzah was to just to open the bag up to the where the tefillin shebarosh is.
That only helps when you got a zipper going the other way.
Well, yeah, so the penny was zipper. So then they even discussed that in the deer shoe. Well, if that's true, if my zipper, should I reverse the order? There's no Indian to put a bedavka on one side or the other. So they talk about that. When I was a kid, I was taught to just, you put your tefillin shebiyot on the left side, because remember that's when you're like, on the left, I put all my left hand side, so you just remember which one goes where, because of the whole shayla of ein mavirin. Rishon Zalman Orbach, they quote from, maybe it's not a problem, because maybe ein mavirin only applies once it's taken out of the bag itself, but the zipper...
Yeah, well, there's two zippers too. There's a
talisman. Only in the bag.
Is there three? You have three zippers.
Yeah, there's three zippers.
Right, yeah.
No, only in the when you're actually going to take it out. Yeah. Uvsev shulchan Shlomo kosev. What's that?
I'm trying to think, because both of these open right to left. I think it might be that the inner one, the tefillin bag, will be left.
They probably will go the same way, I would think, wouldn't it?
No, I think the tefillin does open from the left, actually. Now
you got to find out, right? Okay. It was safe for Shulchan Shlomo Kosov the Toshia had tefillin shel Yad b'tzad Yamin shel Tik. You should have your tefillin on the right side. Gam ki mitam zeh for the same reason. V'yesh nogi and lasos shnei kisim. Some have two separate tefillin compartments. There's not within that, right? Echad l'shel Yad v'echad shel Rosh. Ach gam b'shnei kisim yoyse Tosh yizoy l'itein ha'kis shel Yad ketas l'tzad mala. Even if you have a separate, forget just putting the tefillin themselves in the bag, but you have a separate bag for each one, you should still put the yad a little bit higher up. Kadei shifka bahem techilev lo yavor al hamitzvos dasataz la'el simin chafhei degam al yidei kis shayach mavial hamitzvos. Okay, so you could have the same thing. You could also, it could be a problem even when it's in the bag itself.
I'm just thinking of the zipper. Still thinking of the zipper. So it opens right to left, which means you don't have the problem in the first place. Because once you're opening it all the way, your hand's already on the left where it has to be.
Yeah, right. So a Drucker's eighth was then to only open it halfway.
But that's only if it opens left to right.
Oh, right, so then you switch it. You switch it. If not, I mean, if you open it from right to left, then your hand's right there anyway, and you're good. Right. Correct. No bad problem then.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Ein Morgen Avram, Simcha Chafei,
Sif. But your hand passed over it when, as
you
opened.
No, but it was doing the function of
okay, right. Yeah, right, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Osan b'nei Adam, Zhenogin Lasos, Tikin, L'Tefillin, Yesh Lehem, L'Samein, Eze Shayich, Shel Rosh, Ve'eze Shel Yad. Right, so you should make a sign, which is which. We have those printed on the plastic boxes itself. Kadei, Shizahir, Behem, V'lo Yotzi, Shel Rosh, Techila, Mehatik. So you should actually take out the Shel Rosh first. God came into Shel Rosh, Kedushaso, Chamur, even has more. Kedusha Yizar al Yedei Zeh Shlo Lishanos Achukach Atik Latein Bo Shel Yad. You shouldn't switch them up. Ella Imkein Hisna Mitachila. Unless you make a Tanai, right, that I could use either one for either one, because again Malam Kodeshay Maridin Kedekam, and we'll see in Sif Simon Membeis. Okay.
You know, I had a problem where I was every Sunday and Monday. I was pulling out my Shel Rosh instead of my Shel Yad. Now, other days of the week, that wouldn't happen. And I finally figured out why. Because lately on Sunday, I've been davening at the Aguda because I wanted to get an earlier start on the day. So I have the Talzbig on the table, whereas here I had it on the chair. So when you're facing the chair, this side is right and that side is left. When you have it on the table, the right and left are switched. So I end up taking out the wrong one on Sunday because I had it on from Friday. Then I put it back. I put it back right and left according to, you know, the way it's on the table. And then when I have it on the chair again, it took me a while to figure that out, why that was happening.
So now that's a perfect segue to Sifkot and Ches. Which one comes first? Lo yistarich lehavi al hamitzvos v'nochem lizohir. Why don't you be careful? Shelo yachlos shel yad ad sheniach shel rosh. Oh, no, okay, something else. So Tick, you should make sure which one you put in first. Kedei shlo yishkach v'aniach shel yad techila b'tocha tik. So you should be careful. You shouldn't even put it in the bag first. You should put the shell rosh in first, and you won't make a mistake. Okay. What's the next topic he has about taking them off? Right. So do you kiss your tefillin when you're taking them off?
The box. The outer box.
So that's the next law. He says right here, he brings in Gimel. Minhag hachamim v'nashik tefillin v'shas hanachason v'shas chalitoson. There's a minhag to kiss the tefillin both when putting it on and when taking off their tefillin. Some kiss the kesher in the back, different minhagim. And the Mishnah brings it down in Sifkat and Tess v'shas chalitoson Shemikapila tefillin lo yichroch haritzus al habatim. Oh, because now we're talking about wrapping elabitz dade habatim. You should put them on the sides of it. Al hatitur on the box, the rounded part at the bottom. V'yesh nogin lacharchan lekinafayim al shem kanfeyona. So some wrap it looking like the kanfeyona, like a dove's wing. This is based on the famous Gemara where it was illegal to wear tefillin, and they chased him. And they said, he took them off. Said, what do you have in your hands? He said, his tefillin in his hands. He says, I have a yonah. And they said, open up your hands. And the nace happened. He opened up his hands. The tefillin turned into a bird. So, and
there he was, $500.
What's that?
And there he was, $500.
Right. Which costs more, the bird or the tefillin? Because korchin al tzadia tefillin tzorich le'ehos tefillin biyado. This is a part in halacha as well. When we wrap, say out, and then we'll read it. When wrapping the tefillin, one should hold the bias in one hand and then do the wrapping with the other hand. Some people do that wrong. They hold the wrapping in one hand and they bring the tefillin box around. That's what does the circular motion. One should hold the bias still, and then the wrapping is what should be done around it. But again, you could.
I've never seen anyone do that.
You never seen it?
No.
You mean holding the bias?
No.
Everyone holds the bias. Okay, so that's what he says you do. You should hold the bias still, right?
That's like all those old cartoons where you know the bad guy ties you up or whatever by running around instead of taking the rope.
So this is, you have to do like one of the good guys. One of the good guys. Liglal haritzua alei, and then you wrap the ritzua, the straps, around the bias. Velo lechos haritzua, don't hold the strap, yod of liglal hatefillin letocha, and then wrap the hold, make the bias do the circular motions. V'gam kishenoytel hatefillin nekisen lo yinareim, ele notlon biyado mitoch hakis. You should hold on to it. Tikh tefillin also b'shel shatnez, okay, kimo mitpachas sforim, something that covers your sforim as well. Okay. We have time for it's a little long, so we have 30 seconds, so we'll hold off on that. But there's going to be discussion tomorrow about, does one make a bracha when removing the tefillin? That's the half. I mean, I'll make a bracha when I'm done with shofar, when I'm done with my talis, I'm done with that. So, real bracha. You make a real bracha itself. So that's going to tie in the two chavtes and lamed link together about the zman for hanachas tefillin. What time should I not be wearing anymore when I take it off? Maybe it's a concept like a bracha achrona. Just like making a bracha before, but that's a chiddush to say there's a concept of bracha achrona by birkas mitzvahs, birkas anedin. Of course you have, but okay, we'll start that tomorrow with chavtes.
Yeah, for halal we have a bracha achrona.